From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Maurice Obfeld, says global economic growth has been too slow for too long. He said this disappointing growth rate could worsen.
Global growth continues, but at an increasingly disappointing pace that leaves the world economy more exposed to negative risks. Growth has been too slow for too long.
The IMF's newest World Economic Outlook cuts the global growth forecast 0.2% to 3.2%. Economic and financial officials from around the world plan to gather in Washington this week for meetings of the World Bank, the IMF, and the G20. Prosecutors in Belgium say they have charged two people in connection with the terrorist attacks last month in Brussels. A statement from the federal prosecutor's office identified those charged as Shmael F. and Ibrahim F. It says they were involved in the rental of an apartment that may have been used as a safe house by one of the Brussels bombers. Police have arrested six other people in the incident. The Italian Coast Guard said Tuesday it has rescued more than 2,000 migrants in dangerous seas off the coast of Libya over the last 2 days. About 25 operations were needed to rescue them from crowded boats. Austria, meanwhile, is saying it is planning on bringing back tighter controls on its border with Italy, fearing a new influx of migrants. At least eight people have been killed in new U.S. airstrikes targeting al-Shabaab militants in southern Somalia. A Pentagon spokesman says unmanned drones were used in attacks that took place Monday and Tuesday. The Pentagon spokesman put the death toll at 12. He described the airstrikes as self-defense, saying the targets of the attack were posing a threat to U.S. personnel. This is VOA News. Kenya has deported another group of Taiwanese nationals to China. The Taiwanese had been charged with cybercrimes, but the charges were thrown out and they were ordered to leave the country. Taiwan Foreign Ministry official Antonio Chun says 37 Taiwanese were put onto a Chinese plane and for a flight to China. He said Kenyan authorities fired tear gas at 15 of the Taiwanese who had refused to leave voluntarily. After a similar previous action, Taiwan accused China of kidnapping. Voting has begun in South Korea's parliamentary elections. It's the first such election since President Park Geun-hye was sworn into office. Rising unemployment, plunging exports, and worrying high levels of household debt have led to criticism of Park's handling of the economy. House Speaker Paul Ryan in the U.S. says he's ruling out as himself as a Republican presidential candidate.
As you know, I have stayed out of this race, and I have remained neutral. As chairman of the Republican Convention, my job is to ensure that there is integrity in the process.
Ryan held a news conference Tuesday afternoon in Washington following weeks of speculation that he was plotting to emerge as the Republican presidential nominee at the party's convention later this year. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday touted the benefits of two free trade agreements, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, and the proposed Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. He spoke to a Los Angeles international policy group about the PACs, which have faced criticism from some members of Congress, trade groups, and presidential candidates.
The flip side of that is that if Congress should delay implementation for even 1 year, that decision will cost our economy $94 billion. It's also a fact that if TPP is good for our national economy, by definition, it can only be so because it is, in fact, bolstering local economies, which make up that national economy.
John Kerry.
Se ainda havia alguma dúvida.
Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff Tuesday branded Vice President Michel Temer a traitor. She said the vice president was conspiring to engineer a coup against her through impeachment proceedings. Critics have accused Rousseff of violating financial rules to hide budget problems by shifting around government accounts ahead of her re-election in 2014. A suicide bomber killed at least four people in Yemen's southern port city of Aden. The attacker detonated his explosives among a group of army recruits. Officials from NATO and Russia are scheduled to hold their first formal meeting in almost 2 years. That meeting is scheduled for April 20th at NATO headquarters in Brussels and will take place at the ambassadorial level. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.